I feel like I play a very competitive game. I can do a lot better. I'm looking to do a lot better this week with you know, some of my communications with you know, with everything, you know, just polishing up some of the plays that I think I could have made. And I'm just looking to get better every week.
What about as a team? Obviously, it was 350-some days since your last win, but to kind of get that monkey off your back and get that win, you know what it was like for you last year. Just take us through what that feeling was like.
The feeling was great. We practiced all week. Like, we practiced all week hard. Like, every day was a game, and we just carried that over. We're going to keep that 2-14 in the back of our minds. Never want to go back to that, so that's why we're working hard every day, every play, you know, to keep this W streak going.
You know, I mentioned some of the really nice plays that you made, getting your first sack and the fumble recovery. But take us through that sack and what that feeling was like.
I figured that play was coming. You know, just sort of an instinctive play, you know, something I seen on film. I was telling the guys before the play, the boot's coming. I had a chance. I seen the hole open, and I took my chance to go get him, and it was a nice play by me, and it was just a play that I was just been seeing on film all week, and it was just playing football.
You know, you're so animated out there. You get so fired up, so excited, and, you know, the little thing you do after a big play, your little, what is that?
Two spoons for that. I've been doing that since my junior year. You know, I always used to be talking about eating. You know, I used to just eat with one spoon. My junior year, you know, I stepped up the game a little bit, started using two spoons, and that's where that comes from.
Two spoons. So when you look at, you know, you have that feeling now of getting to RG3, now heading into Oakland, Derek Carr, a rookie quarterback back there. You've got a bit of a taste for that now, but just not only from getting to him, but just being back there in the secondary. Is this something you're kind of licking your chops for a little bit?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Anytime any type of rookie, whether it's a quarterback, a running back, wide receiver, you want to introduce a rookie to the league. I was introduced, as a matter of fact, the Raiders game last year to the NFL. So, you know, I'm looking for a little revenge on the Raiders myself. And also, you know, having a rookie quarterback, you know, we got to get a lot of pressure on him. You know, try to confuse him early so he can throw some.
You know, you take a little bit of, I don't know if heat is the right word, but obviously someone that's talked about a lot, whether it was because of the Peyton Manning stuff or just some of the, just the way you play. You're a very physical guy. Does that affect or change anything for you, or just kind of how are you taking all that in at this point?
If anything, it's usually just motivation. You know, I add fire to the flame, you know, when they talk about me, you know. You know, I always, since I was a little kid, you know, use the people that was talking about me to my advantage. You know what I mean? I use that as fire to my flame. And, you know, it never gets to me in a bad way. You know, I always say people are going to say what they want to say about you. So you just got to, you know, let it go in one way or the other. And, you know, keep it in the back of the mind for when you make a play. You know, you get back at those people when you make plays.